blackboard in my hand. And look, between the lines I lie on the pages that I trend. I met the walking Jew religious in his worn-out cowboy boots. He walked like no man on earth. I swear he had no name. I met Dr. Strange, loves cousin before the mark of time. Hey, trash can, where you going, boy? Your eyes are feet apart. Is that the end you're carrying? Shall I play a funeral march? Play a funeral march.
All right, here we go. Incendiary Radio, the 23rd day of April 2017, going to the 24th, folks. It's Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Incendiary Radio, back once again for the next 3 hours on Sunday night. You know, I decided to play that song, and that was by a band called The Alarm. It's called The Stand, and it came out when I was a kid. And this was when MTV just got off the ground. All right. Very interesting, you know, history here. And the YouTubers have dissected MTV and what it means and what it stands for and everything else, 20 Ways from Sunday. But that was one of those songs that when I woke up and I was getting ready for school, and I don't even know what grade I was in. I was a little kid, probably 10 or 11. That was one of the songs that I would hear almost every morning, and there was a rotation. It was almost like this kind of mind control, just getting off the ground for the kiddies as far as music television goes, putting the visual to the music and so forth. You know, what's interesting, and I see these people out here, these attention whores, and basically they want to make fun of anyone that doesn't want to show their identity. And, you know, in this business of alternative media, YouTubers, you know, YouTubers don't want to use their real names, and some of them don't even want to see people to see their face and so forth. You know, people have careers and all these other things. And there's a real dichotomy here between the people that want to really put themselves out there, and then they ridicule anybody that doesn't necessarily want to. But I say on the other side, you got to look at some of those people are just attention whores, and they're egomaniacs, and they're very narcissistic and so forth. And so there's an argument that could be made there. But what I really wanted to say was, you remember those some of the greatest music that you ever heard, like in the 60s and 70s and then in the 80s, where on the albums, and this is back when vinyl albums were out there, you wouldn't see a picture of the band. You would just see imagery and cool graphics and artwork and, you know, all that sort of thing. And you wouldn't see a picture of the band. And that band, but the music that you heard was so awesome that but when you found out what the band looked like, and they were a bunch of fat, old, bald guys or whatever, you see, that's kind of what it is here. It's like, some people, they like me, you don't know what I look like, but the thing is, I want you to hear the content and don't worry about what I look like. And I go back and harken back to those bands in the 70s and the 80s. You didn't know what they looked like, but the music was awesome. And so there's all these people, they call people avatars, and they call them, you know, people scared and blah, blah, blah. Well, on the other side of the coin, you could be called an attention whore and a narcissist and egomaniac. And so let's just leave that one there. There's so much going on in this week. It's almost, you know, overwhelming to even try to put a show together. But, you know, this North Korea thing, everybody's talked about it all week. And now I'm seeing this. You know, North Korea is threatening China on the surface. Now, This is political theater. We don't know what's real. We don't know what the real machinations are, but this is all being thrown out here all over YouTube, all over the articles. So China is on high alert with their Air Force, and, you know, basically the Chinese don't want to take a crap load of North Korean refugees if the crap does hit the fan. And so Japan and their ships are supposedly joining the American Armada that's on its way there, or, you know, to hang out there around the Korean Peninsula and so forth. And I read this some weeks back, and I'm going to read this again because it's worth taking another look at. And this is out of the book, Atomic Bomb Secrets. And I got this book from Tex Mars, but he puts like a disclaimer in the book somewhere because he doesn't agree with it, because it kind of comes out from a sort of a Catholic perspective, but it covers some interesting stuff. But let me read this little portion. Korea divided. To believe the official story of why the United States government divided Korea is to believe this tragedy was more by accident than by design. The 38th parallel being established in 1945. To believe that lie also requires not knowing the truth of Japan's almost 36-year colonial rule of Korea, or whether the United Nations, authorized military action in 1950. Remember, that was a UN debacle. The truth is that the 1905 Portsmouth Agreement, 1945 division of Korea, 1950 Korean War, and the 1951 Treaty of San Francisco were all orchestrated by men serving the Brotherhood of Death. And they use this term Brotherhood of Death to really get into basically, you know, the evil ones, the One Worlders, and all the various factions that we could say who the Brotherhood of Death is, the organized, you know, Talmudic, Kabbalistic, rabbinic thugs, the Jesuits, the various Masonic factions, if you will, all this thing, skull and bones, all that. In 1905, Secretary of War and future President William Howard Taft met secretly with Japan's foreign minister. Taft publicly represented the United States, but served the Brotherhood of Death as a skull and bones member. Taft arranged for the United States to support Japan's occupation of Korea and return for Tokyo's support for the U.S. colonial domination of the Philippines. The 1905 agreement was codified in the Treaty of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and signed that same year by President Theodore Roosevelt. There's one of them Roosevelts. As a result, Japan immediately began to occupy Korea and claimed it as a Japanese possession in 1910. The division of Korea, opposed by almost all Koreans in 1945, was a result of a Brotherhood of Death plan to create a Stalinist and isolationist state. The false version of how Korea was split when World War II ended is taught in many schools. Students are often instructed that Korea was neither a high priority or given much thought by President Truman's subordinates. The writers of history books sometimes further attempt to cloud the truth with the notion that the U.S. government was reluctant to take trusteeship of Korea because U.S. officials were already overwhelmed with administering the Philippines and Japan. When have U.S. officials ever been overwhelmed with occupying other countries? That's laughable. This line of thinking promotes the idea that even though the U.S. was the world's only nuclear power in 1945, Korea was split to appease Stalin. The official narrative credits two military officers, David Dean Rusk of later fame and Charles Hartwell Bonesteel III, with making the decision to split the country into North Korea and South Korea. The Rusk and Bonesteel plan was ultimately enforced as part of General Order No. 1. The senior Japanese commanders and all ground, sea, air, and auxiliary forces within Manchuria, Korea, north of the 38th degrees north latitude, and Karafuto shall surrender to the commander-in-chief of Soviet forces in the Far East, General Order No. 1. David Dean Rusk is well known for his work to get the United States involved in both the Korea and Vietnam wars. Rusk also crafted the U.S. strategy statement known as the August 10, 1951 Rusk document to create disputes between Korea and Japan. The Rusk document planted seeds for the future conflicts by creating multiple territory ownership issues. The 1951 Rusk document paved the way for the September 8th, 1951 Treaty of San Francisco, which was co-authored by John Foster Dulles, another famous Dulles, who was a top-level brotherhood agent. Yeah, John Foster Dulles, Avery Cardinal Dulles, and Alan Dulles of JFK fame. Very fascinating family right there. His extensive and spans many years, including serving Bernard Baruch. Here he is again on the War Industries Board during World War I, leading the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace as the chairman of the board and serving as a trustee of the Rockefeller Foundation from 1935 to 1952. I mean, that was a hot mess right there. Carnegie's, Rockefeller's, Bernard Baruch, insane. The Treaty of San Francisco, also called the Treaty of Peace with Japan, became effective on April 28, 1952. The treaty was signed at the War Memorial Opera House in San Francisco without even one representative from South Korea or North Korea present. This is especially noteworthy since the agreement directly involved the Koreans, and representatives from 48 other nations signed the agreement. Rusk's involvement with multiple Brotherhood of Death fronts goes back to his college years when he was a Rhodes Scholar and Cecil Peace Prize Award recipient in 1933. I guess that's Cecil Rhodes. Rusk was a Rockefeller Foundation trustee, and I went through that, and he was a member of the CFR. Without the knowledge of the secret plan for three world wars, historians incorrectly conclude that historical facts were simply not a factor in post-World War II territorial East Asia dispositions. And that really gets into Joel Skousen's theory that the Koreas is going to be the trigger for World War III. And, I mean, everybody's talking about what's coming up and what's coming our way this week. Let's see here. The Brotherhood of Death wanted Korea divided for very specific reasons. The first was to reduce the Christian influence in Korea. By dividing Korea, Christianity, which was centered in Pyongyang, became easier to persecute. The Christian persecution in North Korea, led from the officially atheist capital of Pyongyang, continues into the 21st century. Christian persecuting gulags have continued uninterrupted since the dictatorship of the Brotherhood's Kim Jong-il, and then Kim Il-sung, of course. And now we have Kim Jong-un. The policy of three generations of punishment is a program to eliminate all memory of the Christian faith in North Korea. The second reason was to help create a Cold War, the term coined by Bernard Baruch, which would only be possible if the Soviet Union possessed atomic bombs. The third reason was to keep war spending high in the U.S. by orchestrating a limited conflict in Korea after World War II ended. So it's very fascinating. I wanted to read that again because of the ratcheting up of the tensions here with North Korea. All right. And so now we see Japan getting back involved after they occupied Korea and claimed it as one of their territories. We know the history of Japan and China, very brutal stuff going on between these countries over here. Let's just kind of move on a little bit, but very fascinating. Let's see here. There's so much going on. Let's talk about Colorado right now, and this is kind of all over the place. Operation Raider Focus going on, where massive amounts of military exercise. And, you got various military bases and things in Colorado, and you also have what people consider the shadow or the neo U.S. Capitol, the new international airport in Denver, and all the crazy imagery which everybody's been through with a fine-tooth comb, the murals, the way it's built. The underground city that's supposedly there, the place where the Western capital of the United States is going to happen in the future, I guess. We'll see. A lot of people have, prognosticated about this, and we'll see. But you got Operation Raider Focus going on. And I've seen these images of basically Humvees with razor wire fastened to the hoods and things running around out there. And, you know, it's hard to differentiate. You always see this thing like with Jade Helm, Mastering the Human Domain, and everybody flipped on Jade Helm and thought something was you know, something was going to really go active in some sort of military, let's say, obtuse military operation or something of some sort of occupational thing. And so we're seeing this, and I'm going to get into the power grids going down on the East and West Coasts and all this thing, Operation Gotham Shield, and I know many of you are seeing all this. But I want to say this, and while Jade Helm was going on and people were really looking at the way our outlet malls and some of our, let's say, warehouse districts are built, you know, some of these like special business district, and we've got them all over here in St. Louis. And I know as you go up to Chicago, you'll see them on Highway 55, where it's just like these massive, like brand new, really kind of high tech looking warehouse structures that could just, who knows how big they are, thousands and thousands of square, you know, feet, and these industrial kind of sectors of our cities now, you know, what could be coming our way in a real SHTF moment, where some of these very shadowy, you know, installations that are hiding in plain view, what they, you know, and everybody was worried about the Walmarts, remember all that? And so it's very creepy when you go into these kind of industrial corridors in all of our various cities and even some of our smaller towns. It's very freaky. And so I don't, you know, none of this has gone away. The economic reset or whatever these guys have planned for us hasn't went away now that Trump is here. Now I'm seeing people all over the map with Trump right now, and everybody's got the know-it-all factor going on right now in their heads, like they know it all, and it's just so. And I'm going to give you kind of both sides of it again tonight, because I'm seeing some cool things happening and I'm seeing some very alarming things happening. And this character Kushner will not, I mean, he's bubbling up into everybody's psyche. And so we'll continue on the other side of the break, folks, of City Area Radio on RBN.
Will survive disaster.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation Our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Radio. Let's go to the chat rooms, incendiaryradio.chattango.com and incendiarychat.chattango.com. If you like going into chat rooms, there's great people in there like Mer Bailey and some of the other folks from time to time. And then there's trolls that really try to start trouble. So shout out to Mer Bailey out there. She's always sending me stuff on emails. So let me see here. Let's listen to a little bit of Trump's latest address. Mr. Producer, go ahead and hit clip 25.
My fellow Americans, a new optimism is sweeping our country as we return power from Washington and give it back to the American people where it belongs. For too long, American workers were forgotten by their government, and I mean totally forgotten. Their interests were pushed aside for global projects, and their wealth was taken from their communities and shipped across the world, all across the seas. My administration has offered a new vision. The well-being of the American citizen and worker will be placed second to none. And boy, do I mean second to none. Since day one, I have been fighting for the hardworking people of this country. And this week, we took historic action to continue delivering on that promise. We did so in one of the many proud industrial towns of our nation, Kenosha, Wisconsin, where the men and women of Snap-on, who make American tools for workers around the world, they were there and they loved what they heard and they loved what they saw. In Wisconsin, I signed an executive order to buy American and hire American. I took historic action to ensure that federal projects are made with American goods and to keep American workers and companies from being cheated out of contracts by countries that break the rules and break every regulation in the book to take advantage of the United States. That's not going to happen anymore. I also took action to reform our immigration system so that it puts the needs of American workers first. The duty of government is to represent the citizens of the United States, and that is what we will do. Whether it's removing job-killing regulations, protecting our borders, or unleashing American energy, we are keeping our promises and delivering for the American worker. During my visit, I talked about how America is a nation that honors work. We honor grit. We honor craftsmanship. We honor the skilled tradespeople who turn rock and steel and iron and cement into works of art and grace and beauty. There's tremendous talent there, believe me. The wrench and ratchet are not only tools, but instruments that help build cities out of deserts and send ships across the ocean. And the tools of craftsmen and the Masons are just as important as the tools of the doctor and the dentist or the CEO or even the tools of politicians, believe it or not. And their work is every bit as noble.
All right, you can stop it there. So some very interesting symbolic language Trump is flying around there. Now, I see a real interesting things going on. Now, Sessions has been kind of in the background. This is from yesterday. Sanctuary City crackdown begins as first nine jurisdictions targeted with compliance letter as DOJ fires a shot across the bow. So President Trump issued an executive order. This was in January, right after the inauguration, called Enhancing Public Safety in the Interior of the United States. All right. And that's on whitehouse.gov. And Section 9, it's detailed specific actions to be taken by his administration to force states compliance with immigration laws or have their federal funding stripped. All right. Now, on March 27, 2017, Attorney General Jeff Sessions issued a statement explaining some states and cities have adopted policies designed to frustrate the enforcement of our immigration laws. This includes refusing to detain known felons under federal detainer requests or otherwise failing to comply with these laws. And I hear the music, but basically they're really trying to go after these criminals. And then there's a mixed bag with trying to let some of the dreamers stay. Now Trump says that they're not in danger of leaving, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll pick this up on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, folks. Support RBN. A lot of people across a lot of stripes on this network, and it's always quite interesting. Let's just say that. So let's see. Back to Jeff Sessions and this DOJ, the machinations behind the scenes. And, you know, you got to realize, man, this is like, this is the kind of stuff that'll get somebody killed going up against this block of the La Raza cabal, your Marxist left, Antifa, this the Bernie Sanders moron class, this block of people. I mean, that basically they've really taken a stranglehold on Facebook type. I mean, you wouldn't even know how many people that I know that they basically get their news from a feed on Facebook, which is totally censored, and it's totally basically Marxist, communist, and they don't even know that it's Marxist or communist because they dress it up in this flowery language to make you think that it's actually Americana. This is what the sick Psy War that we're facing, that basically some of the worst of the worst. I mean, this guy, for instance, this Antifa professor out here slapping people with padlocks, folks, on the end of a chain in the head. And this guy's a teacher at one of these little goofball universities. And the guy lives in a ranch spread probably worth $1.5 million in California. And the guy's a white guy, I think. But anyway, it's just like, this is the mental illness that these people, over beliefs, they think they have a right to do violence to you. And I know that there's a lot of shills and goofballs in this kind of movement, this anti-Antifa movement. It's full of all kinds of characters. But don't think for a second, and don't let that, you know, pull you back from the fact that these people, this is the Bolshevik basically takeover arm, and these are the same people that will throw you in a gulag. All right, So there's all kinds of things going. Over here at the I got the SPLC's website up. Andrew Anglin of the Daily Stormers being sued over this Whitefish incident with Richard Spencer's mother, and some of the questionable dealings with real estate and some Jewish real estate agent up there in Whitefish, Montana. And so very crazy things. And then people like Cernovich are basically saying that Mike Cernovich is basically saying that because he's being sued by the SPLC, that that's proof that you're working for like the organized kind of left, which, you know, that's a stretch for me. Everybody calls each other agents in this business. And, you know, I've had to really back out of that. And, you know, the toxicity levels, it's just to me, I don't have time for it. Life's short. We're all facing crises probably in our personal lives, a good portion of the people listening to me right now, and I'm one of you. I've got all kinds of weird things going on in my life, let's just say across a few different spectrums, and that's the way life is. But basically, back to the Sessions thing, but basically this is how toxic everything is. We're basically in a civil war on ideology right now, a psychological warfare-induced civil war between various factions, racial, ideological, gender, and basically financial status, where you're at, people hating on the next man because of what he's got and all the rest of it, that whole thing with covetousness. You covet your neighbor's goods, and the guy that lives next door has got a real hot wife, and so you got this burning hatred for him or whatever. Really ridiculous. Everything really does stem from basically sinful actions and sinful inclinations, and you know, the love of money, of course, as we know, lies at the root of all evil. And a lot of things, you know, it comes from this greed thing. And I got some funny clips I hope I can get to tonight. I don't know if I'm going to open the phones. I might in a little while. We'll see. But back to the Department of Justice. This is interesting. So he had this speech, okay, at the White House, Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General. Toward the end of his speech, he urged states to comply with the law and made it crystal clear that the Department of Justice will require jurisdictions seeking or applying for department grants to certify compliance with Section 1373 as a condition for receiving these awards. And that means basically you're going to work with Immigration and Custom Enforcement. Here's Sessions. He says, this policy is entirely consistent with the DOJ's Office of Justice Programs guidance issued last July under the previous administration. This guidance requires state and local jurisdictions to comply and certify compliance with Section 1373 in order to be eligible for OJP, Office of Justice Programs, grants. So we know all these grants that the police departments get for their new toys, all this stuff. See, they're trying to tie this. But like, look, you don't want to play ball with us on immigration. Guess what? You ain't getting none of these new toys and none of this federal money. And, you know, the types out there in Berkeley and so forth and so on, they'll probably say, fine, we don't want your evil fascist money anyway. So we'll see how it plays out. It also made clear that failure to remedy violations could result in withholding of grants, termination of grants, and disbarment or ineligibility for future grants. The Department of Justice will also take all lawful steps to claw back any funds awarded to a jurisdiction that willfully violates Section 1373. So that's quite interesting. So, yeah, Obama and these guys gave you a bunch of money over the last few years, but now that you're not compliant, we want the money back. And so you could really put them in a hurt locker, some of these jurisdictions that took that federal money with all the strings attached. We always talk about this on RBN and other networks. And just because Trump and Sessions are up there running the show now, if I was running a small municipality, I still wouldn't want any federal money because you don't know what these people got up their sleeve, okay? And even though it's Sessions and Trump and, you know, it looks like kind of this hybrid, you know, well, some good things are going to happen domestically while basically the geopolitical side of the house, the McMaster, Kushner, Trump, faction in the White House. It looks like it's going to run roughshod over who knows what. Geopolitically, it looks like they're going to try to almost, and I don't want to say this, but Israelification of the United States, kind of as a soft Israelification, to where you see some of the parallels, the wall in Israel and the wall talk here, and basically the anti anybody outside the tribe mentality in Israel, which is highly militant. You know, they lock up these so-called refugees in camps out in the Negev desert in Israel, but yet then they want to ship them all to Sweden or Norway or somewhere. I mean, really, they transplant their actual refugees into Europe. This is how insidious this Jewish gang is in Israel and running the levers of power in places in Europe, Canada, the U.S., Australia, so forth and so on. So all the countries which are basically traditionally majority white, you got some really insidious characters on the Jewish side of the house there that are looking to basically blot you out from existence and having a majority in your own country, which when you become a minority, it's going to look like South Africa. I'm sorry. And if you're not exposed to kind of like this black nationalist, black militant kind of mentality that really mimics, the Talmudists and what they got planned for you, just look at South Africa, folks, and you'll see what they got planned for everybody else. And then there'll be different groups that are going to be the, let's just say, the shock troops in Europe. It's going to be the Turkish, basically Pakistani Arab Muslim alliance. Here, it's going to be more or less the black Latino, and now the Islamic numbers are coming up here in the United States. In Australia, I understand that they've absorbed a lot of Chinese, and they're absorbing quite a few Muslims. But I see these horror story YouTube videos in Australia where all these blacks from Africa are there now, running roughshod over people's retail businesses and so forth. And so, it doesn't matter what kind of shock troop they decide to use. They basically crank up through a psychological conditioning method of a very hostile and demonization of the European stock in any of these countries. And so we're seeing it unfold, and it really sucks. But back to this, shots fired across the bow. On April 21st, the Department of Justice fired the first shot across the bow, took the next legal step to either force compliance or to claw back grants and funding that was awarded to jurisdictions protecting criminal aliens from immigration enforcement by sending out 9 letters demanding documentation which validates the jurisdictions are complying with 8 U.S. Code 1373. All right, so it goes out to, Kathleen Howard, Executive Director, California Board of State and Community Corrections, Eddie T. Johnson, Chicago, Rahm, Chicago, Superintendent Police, Mayor Mitchell Landrieu, City of New Orleans. I bet she's married to Mary Landrieu, but don't hold me to that, the senator. Mayor Jim Kenney, City of Philadelphia, Yolanda King, County Manager, Finance, Community Resource Management. Mayor Carlos Jimenez, Miami-Dade. Okay, Milwaukee County, Christopher Abel, County Executive, and then Elizabeth Glazer, Director of New York Mayor's Office of Criminal Justice, and President of Cook County Board of Commissioners, Tony Periwinkle. So it looks like a lot of our big libtard, almost ground into anarchy, big cities are getting hit with the first round of these letters. So, I mean, that's good news on the domestic front. Is it window dressing? You're going to have to decide that. Some of the other articles up I'm seeing float around. This is on All News Pipeline. Let's see here. Apocalyptic skies, an atmospheric inferno. Basically, this chemtrailing solar radiation. Operation Gotham Shield prepares for a nuclear attack upon New York. Map shows which U.S. cities might be targeted first in nuclear strikes. Now, I wanted to cover this last week, and I didn't. 152 mass death events in the first 108 days of 2017. Does Deagle International intentional population destruction map show the results of Fukushima radiation decimating the northern hemisphere? And you look at this guy, if you go on Deagle, and I've been talking about this for a while, but basically this site projects population growth or decline all across the world. And for some reason, North America, Australia, Northern Europe are highly expected to reduce. Okay, now they're trying to link it to Fukushima radiation. Highly possible. Fukushima will not go away. It keeps bubbling to the surface in various places that haven't covered it before. You know, as we all know, Rents has covered it for years. A lot of people covering it. You know, I don't have a dosimeter Geiger counter. I don't know what the radiation is, but the people with these counters are saying it's over the top. It's insane. But let's see here. I wanted to play this, and I got to cover the Alex Jones drama. You know, he's been going through the custody battle all week. He's had Paul Joseph Watson in town and David Knight kind of switch hitting day to day between hosting the show. And Mike Cernovich has really been doing a lot of work over there. But the thing is, I got some funny stuff to play. I got to get to it tonight. But it's like, you know, the whole performance actor thing. Now Jones is basically his kind of legal, you know, angle by pursuing this in the courts is basically the portion of what he does. It's performance art, and it's not really who he is. And I can understand that. Sometimes he does go into character. He does goofy stuff on purpose, on air, but he's been like pilloried and attacked all week by basically your left wing media. He's been right up at the top of the news cycle. Everybody's covered this, and let's look at it from the other angle. Jones was one of these people that was integral in this Trump phenomenon, this Trump, bubbling into the psyche of the American people. And so you got to give him credit there. Jones was, Jones was one of the people with Roger Stone and Breitbart and a few of these other political players that really, and then even big swaths of the pro-white movement, Daily Stormer, Dr. Duke, people at Stormfront. I mean, there was a real band of, you know, characters that usually at any other time would hate each other's guts that were all aligned behind Trump. The entire alt-right, Richard Spencer, we got to cover the kind of Richard Spencer, Ann Coulter stuff, Bill O'Reilly stuff. I mean, it's all crazy this week with all that. But you got to realize there was this coalescence of some very strange bedfellows that were behind Trump, but Jones was one of the big dogs in this pile, and so now is he getting his payback for helping Trump assume office, or is this just another level of the psyop? And so, you know, you're going to have to make that up, but, you know, you could look at it as like, look, Jones is being targeted now because of his role in taking down Hillary. If this whole thing was real or not, was it WWE or was it Memorex? You decide. We'll see you on the other side.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Short segment here. We'll have a long segment after the top of the hour. I wanted to read this from Paul Craig Roberts. This popped up a couple days ago. It's pretty funny. In my long experience in Washington, vice presidents did not make major foreign policy announcements or threaten other countries with war. Not even Dick Cheney stole this role from the weak president George W. Bush. Well, Cheney liked to be that evil emperor in the background and, you know, Bush should be out front stumbling over his words. But yesterday, the world witnessed Vice President Pence threaten North Korea with war. The sword stands ready, said Pence, as if he's the commander-in-chief. Where's Trump? As far as I can tell from the numerous emails I received from him, and I do too, he's at work marketing his presidency. Once Trump won the election, I began receiving endless offers to purchase Trump baseball caps, T-shirts, cufflinks, coffee mugs, and to donate $3 to be entered into a raffle to win some memorabilia. The latest offers the chance to win one of personally signed five incredible photographs of our historic and massive inauguration. For Trump, the presidency is a fundraising device. If his BP, National Security Advisor, Secretary of Defense, UN Ambassador, CIA Director, whoever, Kushner, want to start wars wherever, that's just more memorabilia to raffle off for a $3 donation. And I got a weird feeling, too. Right after Trump, he wins, it's like I'm getting more emails to sell crap to me. I'm like, bro, you won. What are you still selling stuff for? That was for your campaign war chest, wasn't it? Yeah, and you know, you got to be honest. As a result of Trump's failure to govern his own government, we have VP Pence telling Russia and China that there could be a nuclear exchange on their borders between the U.S. and North Korea. Although Pence is not smart enough to know, this is not something Russia and China will accept. Washington worries about North Korea having nuclear weapons, but the entire world worries that Washington has nuclear weapons, and so many of them. World polls have shown that the majority of the world's population are far more concerned about the threat to peace posed by Washington and Israel than by Iran, North Korea, and Russia and China. Pence prefaced the "sword stands ready" remark with the United States of America will always seek peace, which after Serbia, Somalia, Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Yemen, Pakistan, and Syria is as false a statement as it is possible to make. From Washington's perspective, it's always Washington's victims that are reckless and provocative, never Washington. The U.S. stands for war. If the world is driven to Armageddon, it will be Washington, not North Korea, Iran, Russia, or China that brings life on Earth to an end. I mean, that's a pretty good statement there. Now, you know, this thing with China really, as you guys know that listen, has been kind of on my radar because it's almost as if something happened there with the Chinese and the city of London, city of Basel gang. And they're scared of them for some reason now. They've went off the plantation or something. Something's going on there. So we'll see you guys on the other side of the break.
The people are risen, drinking like their blood. Tear it down, hold it anchored. Tear it down the wall, got to see gold. Smack up your people, they ran to life. Now you're about to hear these people cry. The hours are playing, you're beaten in blood. Seems like a game of chess, where I'm good. Tearing down the wall.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.